Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a closer look at something I think you'll find pretty interesting. It's all about the link between menopause and heart health.
Yeah.
You know, it's a connection that we don't always hear enough about.
Right.
But it's so important for women's well-being as they, you know, navigate this stage of life.
Absolutely.
So to guide us through this deep dive, we're turning to an article called Menopause and Heart Disease, Understanding the Connection, by Dr. Christine Nattos from Atlantic General Hospital.
Okay.
And she is actually certified by the Menopause Society, so she really knows her stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Get ready for some eye-opening insights, because we're going beyond those typical menopause symptoms, you know, the hot flashes and mood swings, and we're really digging into the impact on your heart.
Yeah.
Which can be, you know, pretty significant.
Yeah, and it's something that a lot of people don't even think about.
Right.
When they think about menopause, they think about the hot flashes and the mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact on your heart is a whole other ballgame.
So true. So to get us all on the same page,
yeah,
let's just do a quick menopause 101.
Okay.
What exactly is happening in the body during this transition?
So basically, between the ages of 45 and 55, your ovaries start to slow down.
Okay.
Their production of estrogen and progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the hormones that have been basically in charge of your reproductive system.
Right, right. So as those hormone levels start to decrease, that's what triggers those, you know,
classic
menopause symptoms.
Absolutely. But what people often overlook is how those declining hormone levels, especially that drop in estrogen, can really affect your heart.
Oh, interesting.
You see, estrogen plays a crucial role in keeping your blood flowing smoothly.
Okay.
And it helps manage your cholesterol levels.
So if estrogen is dipping, what's the impact on cholesterol?
Well, when estrogen levels go down, your body starts making more of the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and less of the good cholesterol, HDL.
So it's like a double whammy.
It is. That LDL cholesterol starts to build up in your arteries.
Oh, no.
Almost like gunk clogging up a pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Making it tougher for your blood to flow.
Oh, wow.
And that buildup, we call it atherosclerosis, it's a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Lower estrogen equals higher LDL.
Exactly.
Which can then lead to clogged arteries and potentially
a heart attack.
A heart attack. It's like this domino effect.
That's a great way to put it.
And you're saying it doesn't stop there.
It doesn't. Lower estrogen can also mess with your blood sugar.
What?
Making it harder for your body to properly use insulin.
Hmm.
We call that insulin resistance. And it can set the stage for type 2 diabetes.
Which, as we know,
is another big risk factor.
For heart disease.
Exactly.
So we're talking higher cholesterol, blood sugar issues, potential diabetes.
Right.
Is there anything else lower estrogen affects?
You bet. Remember that menopausal belly fat everyone talks about?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes.
Well, it's not just a saying. There's an actual shift in where fat is stored during menopause.
Uh-huh.
And more of it ends up around your abdomen.
Okay.
That's what we call visceral fat.
Visceral fat. Okay.
Oh.
So is that just like a, you know, a cosmetic thing?
I wish. Think of visceral fat as the troublemaker fat.
Troublemaker fat.
It's not just sitting there. It's messing with your blood sugar.
No. Right.
Your blood pressure and increasing your risk of heart disease.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a triple threat you really want to avoid.
Wow.
It's that this fat is throwing a party and your heart definitely isn't invited.
That's a great way to put it. So, okay, I have to admit, this is starting to feel a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like menopause is setting off all these alarm bells in the body.
It can feel that way.
But is there anything we can do to, you know, fight back against these risks?
Absolutely. And that's the good news here. Knowing what you're up against means you can take steps to protect yourself.
Okay.
It's like forewarned is forearmed.
I like that.
So let's talk about what those steps actually are.
Okay. Give us the game plan.
I will.
Okay. So I think we left off on a bit of a cliffhanger there.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to hear about what we can do to protect our hearts.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
During menopause, you know, arm ourselves with some knowledge.
Absolutely.
And some action steps.
So the good news is you actually have way more control than you might think.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
You're not just kind of stuck with what your hormones are doing.
Right, so we're not at the mercy of our estrogen levels.
Not at all. You can make lifestyle choices that make a huge difference.
So we can, like, take charge and tip the scales in our favor.
Exactly. And one of the most powerful tools you have is exercise.
Exercise.
It's like magic for your heart.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Even moderate intensity workouts, things like brisk walking, swimming, biking, they can actually lower your LDL, that bad cholesterol.
Oh, nice.
And they can boost your HDL, the good cholesterol.
So it's like a win-win.
It is.
But beyond cholesterol, how does exercise help our hearts specifically?
Well, think of your heart as a muscle.
Okay, it is a muscle.
It is. And like any muscle, it gets stronger with exercise.
Right.
It helps it pump blood more efficiently. Plus, regular physical activity helps keep your blood pressure in check.
Oh.
Sure. Manages weight and even improves insulin sensitivity.
Oh, wow.
Which we know can be an issue during menopause.
So it's not just about, you know, fitting into our clothes.
Right.
It's about actually improving how well our cardiovascular system functions.
You got it. And that's why we talk about a heart-healthy lifestyle.
Right. Because it really does impact the heart.
Exactly. And you don't have to go crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's good to hear.
You don't have to become a marathon runner.
I was going
to
say, I'm not training for a marathon anytime soon.
No need. Even 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise most days of the week.
Okay.
That's enough to make a big difference.
That seems manageable.
And you can even break it up into, you know, smaller chunks throughout the day.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. That's helpful.
Yeah. What about diet? I know that's like a huge part of the picture.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But there's so much information out there.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to know where to even start.
There's a lot of noise out there, you're right. But the basics are pretty simple.
Okay.
You want to load up on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
Okay.
Think colorful meals like a rainbow on your plate.
So we're talking berries, leafy greens.
Yes.
Those bright bell peppers.
Exactly. Those are packed with antioxidants, fiber, and all those nutrients your heart loves.
Okay, and what about protein?
You definitely want protein. Focus on lean proteins like fish, chicken, beans, lentils.
Okay.
They'll keep you feeling full and energized.
Right.
Without weighing you down.
Fish is a good source of those omega-3 fatty acids, right?
You got it. Omega-3s are like superheroes for your heart.
We always hear about those good fats.
Right. Well, these are the good fats that can actually help lower triglycerides.
Oh, interesting.
Which are a type of blood fat, and they even reduce inflammation.
Which is linked to heart disease.
So we want more of that.
Absolutely. Aim for at least 2 servings of fatty fish a week. Things like salmon,
okay.
Tuna, mackerel.
Okay, so colorful plate, lean proteins, omega-3s. Anything else to keep in mind food-wise?
You know, portion control is key.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
It is, especially during menopause.
It is, especially when, like, the cravings hit.
Right. Those hormonal shifts can sometimes lead to those cravings.
Sometimes I just want to eat everything.
I understand, but you can try practicing mindfulness when you're eating.
Oh, that's good. Do you
slowing down, savoring each bite.
Really paying attention to what you're eating.
And paying attention to your body's cues.
Right.
Are you truly hungry, or are you just eating out of boredom or stress?
That's such a good point. Mm-hmm. It's about being present with our food. And like you said, really listening to what our body's telling us.
Exactly.
Speaking of stress, I know that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that it can impact heart health. How does that work exactly?
Well, when you're stressed, your body goes into that fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And it releases hormones like cortisol, which can raise your blood pressure and heart rate.
Oh, wow.
And over time, that chronic stress can really damage your cardiovascular system.
So it's not just about feeling frazzled. It's about, like,
right.
The physical toll stress takes on our bodies.
Exactly. And during menopause, you're already dealing with those hormonal fluctuations.
Yeah.
And life changes. So managing stress becomes even more important.
Okay. So how do we actually do that?
Right. What can we actually do to de-stress?
Yeah.
There are so many options, and it really depends on what works for you.
Okay.
For me, prioritizing sleep is huge.
Oh, yeah. Sleep is so important.
If I'm well rested, I can handle stress so much better.
Sleep deprivation makes everything worse, that's for sure.
It really does. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night.
Okay. I'm trying. What else helps you?
Mindfulness practices, like meditation, deep breathing exercise, even just a few minutes of deep breathing can calm your nervous system and bring you a sense of peace.
I've also heard great things about yoga and Tai Chi.
Yes.
They kind of combine that movement with mindfulness, which I like.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can't forget about the power of nature.
Oh, nature's so good.
A walk in the park, gardening, even just sitting under a tree.
Yeah, it can do wonders for your well-being.
Nature is my happy place for sure.
Me too.
It's amazing how grounding it can be.
It is. And you know what else can help with stress?
What's that?
Social connections.
Oh, yeah.
Nurturing those meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
Being part of a supportive community can really buffer against stress.
So true.
And it boosts your overall well-being.
I mean, humans are social creatures, right? We need that connection.
We do. And sometimes just talking to a friend or a loved one about what's going on.
It can make all the difference.
It really can. And, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're struggling to cope, remember, it's okay to seek professional help.
Right.
A therapist can give you tools and strategies to manage that stress.
That's so important to remember.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in asking for help.
Exactly.
This has been such a great conversation.
Yeah.
We've covered exercise, diet, stress management, social connections.
It's a lot.
Is there anything else we should be thinking about for protecting our hearts during menopause?
You know, with all these lifestyle changes, it's important to remember that everyone's experience with menopause is unique.
Oh, that's true.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
And that's where your healthcare provider comes in.
Oh, yeah. Our heart health coaches.
Exactly.
So what role do they play in all of this?
They can assess your individual risk factors.
Okay.
They can recommend appropriate screenings.
Right.
And they can help you create a plan that's tailored to your specific needs.
So it's like a personalized approach.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all.
That makes sense.
They can also monitor your progress, answer any questions you have.
Oh, that's great.
And provide support along the way.
So having that healthcare provider, it's like having someone in your corner.
Yeah. Someone to guide you through it all.
So we've talked about all these great lifestyle changes we can make to protect our hearts during menopause.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
But how do we actually, you know, make them stick?
Right.
It's one thing to, like, talk about exercise and healthy eating, but it's another thing to actually, you know, do it.
Totally.
Especially with our busy lives.
You're absolutely right. Knowing what to do is only half the battle.
Right.
The other half is putting it into action.
Yeah.
And that takes, you know, a little strategy.
Okay. So give us the playbook.
Okay. First of all, start small.
Okay.
Set realistic goals. Don't try to change everything overnight.
Yeah, that's overwhelming.
Right. It's overwhelming. And you're setting yourself up for failure.
Right. Right.
Instead of aiming for perfection, aim for progress.
So it's like those, you know, baby steps, those small wins.
Exactly. Those add up over time.
I like that.
So for example, instead of, you know, saying, I'm going to hit the gym 5 days a week.
Right.
Start with 2 or 3 days of brisk walking for 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, instead of cutting out sugar completely, maybe swap your dessert a couple nights a week for fruit.
Okay. Small, manageable changes.
Exactly. Things you can build on as you go.
What about finding support? Does that help us stick to our goals?
Oh, for sure. Having an accountability buddy can be huge.
Yeah.
It could be a friend, a family member, a coworker, someone who's also trying to make healthy changes.
Yeah.
You can share your goals, cheer each other on,
yeah,
maybe even work out together.
So it's like having a built-in cheerleader and somebody to keep you accountable.
Exactly.
But what about when, you know, life gets in the way, like you have a deadline at work or family stuff comes up,
mm-hmm,
you travel and you, you know, kind of fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we handle those setbacks without, you know, giving up completely?
Well, first of all, know that setbacks are normal.
Got it.
Everyone has them.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
The key is to be kind to yourself.
Okay.
And don't let one slip up ruin your whole progress.
Right.
Acknowledge it, learn from it, and then just get back on track.
So it's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent.
Exactly. You know, it's like training for a marathon.
Okay.
You're not going to run 26 miles on day one.
Definitely not.
It's about showing up consistently, even when you don't feel like it.
Okay.
And celebrating those small victories.
I love that analogy. And I imagine as we go through menopause, you know, our needs might change.
Right.
So is it okay to, like, adjust our approach as we go?
Oh, absolutely. Flexibility is key.
Okay.
What works for you in your 40s might need to be tweaked in your 50s.
Right, right.
Listen to your body, pay attention to how you're feeling, and don't be afraid to adjust.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. Taking care of your heart is an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's about creating those healthy habits that we can stick with for the long haul.
Exactly. And, you know, don't forget to celebrate your successes along the way.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Every step you take towards a healthier heart deserves to be acknowledged.
Yes, celebrate those wins. Well, before we wrap up,
yeah,
anything else you want to emphasize? Any final words of wisdom?
You know, I think the most important thing to remember is that you're not alone in this journey.
That's true.
Your healthcare provider is an invaluable resource for navigating menopause.
Yes, they are.
And protecting your heart health
So important.
Think of them as your heart health coach.
I like that.
Guiding you every step of the way and helping you create that game plan that works for you.
And beyond our healthcare providers, there's so many resources available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, organizations, online communities, support groups.
Absolutely.
All dedicated to helping women thrive during menopause.
You got it.
So if I could leave you with one final thought, it would be this. You now have the knowledge to make informed choices that support your heart health during and after menopause.
Right.
Embrace this knowledge, take action, and be your own best advocate.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
For a long, healthy, and vibrant life.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into menopause and heart health.
It's my pleasure.
And to our listeners, we hope you found this information helpful and empowering.
Yeah.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep prioritizing your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay curious and stay well.
Bye, everyone.